Section 4. You will hear an extract from a lecture on British arts. Listen to what the speaker, Damon Albarn, says about British music and British arts festivals, and answer questions 34 to 40. First, you will have some time to look at the questions. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 34 and 35. Write in the correct answers using no more than one word.
Yes. I would like to give a short presentation on British music and arts festivals. First, I will briefly speak on the topic of the different styles of British music. Then I will quickly list and outline some of the most famous arts festivals in Britain. Classical music in Britain is a minority interest. Few classical musicians, whether British or foreign, become well known to the general public. When they do, it is usually because of circumstances which have nothing to do with their music. For example, the Italian opera tenor, Pavarotti, became famous in the country when an aria sung by him was used by the BBC to introduce its 1990 Football World Cup coverage. Despite this low profile, thousands of British people are dedicated musicians, and many public libraries have a well-stocked music section. Several British orchestras, singers, and choirs have international reputations. In the 1960s, British artists had a great influence on the development of music in the modern or pop style. The Beatles and other British musical groups were responsible for several innovations which were then used by musicians in America and the rest of the world. These include the writing of words and musics by the performers themselves, and more active audience participation. Since the 1960s, popular music in Britain has been an enormous and profitable industry. The Beatles were awarded the highly prestigious honour of the MBE, or Member of the British Empire, for their value as British exports. Within Britain, the total sales of various kinds of musical recordings are more than 200 million every year, and the vast majority of that is popular music. Many worldwide trends have come out of Britain, and British pop artists have been active in attempting to cross the boundaries between popular music, folk music, and classical music. Now, on to Britain's arts festivals. There are many festivals throughout Britain during the year, but these are the most well known. First, Aldeburgh. This festival takes place during June in East Anglia. The focus is on classical music in a relatively informal atmosphere. In August, Scotland holds the Edinburgh International Festival, where one can view all the performing arts, including avant-garde. This is a world-famous event in which there are more than 10 different performances every day in different locations around the city. At about the same time, Wales holds the Royal National Eisteddfod, which includes music, poetry, and dance from around the world. This festival mostly is in the form of competitions, with special categories for Welsh performing arts. The so-called Proms is held July through September in London. For this classical music performance, almost all the seats are taken out of the Albert Hall, where the performance is held, and the audience stands or walks around instead of sitting. Also during the summer, at Glyndŵr, one is able to enjoy listening to opera in the setting of a large country house in Sussex. The Glastonbury and Reading festivals both occur in late summer and last about a week. These are probably the two most well-established rock and pop music festivals. The Bradford and Cambridge festivals take a slower pace, emphasizing folk music.